Good day, and welcome to the TGS Quarter 3 2016 Earnings Results Presentation. Today's conference is being recorded, and at this time, I'd like to turn the conference over to Mr. Johansson. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you very much, and hello, and welcome to the TGS Third Quarter 2016 Conference Call. My name is Christian Johansson, CEO of TGS, and joining me today is our CFO, Sven Børre Larsen. Earlier today, we posted our third quarter earnings release and hosted a webcast from Oslo. I hope that you've had an opportunity to view this morning's release, and we will now give you just a brief summary of the main points before opening a call to your questions. In the third quarter of 2016, TGS had total net revenues of $113 million, which were down compared to $169 million in Q3 last year, but stable versus the last quarter and significantly up from Q1 this year. Our multi-client late sales of $67 million were down 26% from $90 million in the same quarter of last year, and our pre-funding revenues were $39 million, funding 58% of our investments this quarter. Our multi-client investments totaled $68 million, which is about half of what we invested about a year ago. Operating profit was positive for the second consecutive quarter at $11 million. And earnings per share were 2 cents compared to 39 cents in Q3 of 2015. And when you compare these numbers with last year, keep in mind that we've changed our amortization policies from 1st of January 2016. Our cash flow from operations was $91 million compared to $121 million in Q3 of last year. Free cash flow was $29 million, and that resulted in an improved cash balance of $173 million. And if you add the undrawn $75 million revolving credit facility, you'll see that we have a liquidity reserve of about $250 million. I'm pleased to confirm that the quarterly dividend will be maintained at 15 cents per share in Q4 of 2016. Despite the continued challenging market conditions, we saw strong operating performance, stable revenues, and a positive development in cash flow in Q3. Following a tough first quarter for the seismic industry, we have experienced two consecutive quarters with increased interest for seismic data. Our positive free cash flow in Q3 strengthens our balance sheet further, and this enables TGS to continue to pursue countercyclical opportunities, both organic and inorganic. The financial guidance for 2016 is updated as follows. New operational multi-client investments of approximately 220. So that's just a slight adjustment compared to the $230 million we had last quarter. But as we get closer to the end of the year, we have more visibility into our total investments. And then you should keep in mind that there are some additional multi-client investments expected from sales of existing surveys where we have risk-sharing arrangements with a vendor. Multi-client investments are expected to be pre-funded between 40 and 45% for the full year. So at this time, we will open the call for your questions. Please press star 1 to pose your question.
Thank you. If you'd like to ask a question, please signal by pressing star 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please ensure your mute function is turned off to allow the signal to reach our equipment. Again, press star 1 to ask a question, and we'll pause for a moment to allow everyone an opportunity to signal. We will take our first question from Christopher Muller-Loken. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen. In terms of the multi-client investments you had in third quarter, which were lower than you previously indicated, you mentioned that this is due to strong production releasing contingencies in Q3. Is it fair to assume that that strong production of those contingencies were related to your Mexico project?
I think it's related to more than that. We had operations in Canada, Mexico, and also Northeast Greenland in Q3, and some of these investments are carried out in areas with quite a lot of weather risk, and we obviously have some contingencies in our numbers, and when we get into October, we see that we could release some of that contingency, given that the surveys are either completed or very close to be completed. So that's the main reason. It's not only Mexico, but Mexico is part of it.
Given that you year-to-date have achieved a pre-funding ratio of 48%, which is about the guidance for the full year, It seems a bit conservative that you maintained the guidance today. Or would you say there could be some upside to the pre-funding ratio guidance for 2016?
I wouldn't say there is any significant upside to that, because if you look at the vessel schedule and look at what we plan to invest in Q4, you will see that we have two main projects in Q4, and one is the coil survey that we're doing in the U.S. Gulf of Mexico together with Schlumberger, and the other one is a survey that we announced this morning in Northwest Africa. And then we have some smaller investments in Mexico where we're pretty much done. We're done with all the seismic acquisition. We still have some multi-beam and coring. But you would probably expect that these surveys are lower funded than the average in Q3.
And also bear in mind on these risk-sharing arrangements, if we have sales related to those deals, they will be booked as late sales and multi-client investments, dollar for dollar. So the more sales we have on those deals will actually, they will be booked as multi-client investments with zero pre-funding. So the more we sell of those surveys, the lower the pre-funding rate on a consolidated basis will be.
And have you specified which projects you have those risk-sharing agreements on?
No, we haven't specified that. We have... We've told the market that we expect between $10 and $20 million of sales of these type of surveys for the full year. So it won't have a massive impact, but it obviously dilutes the overall pre-funding percentage slightly.
Given the backlog, is it fair to assume that in 2017 you will start off on a light foot, meaning relatively low investments, at least in first quarter, as we see also for fourth quarter 2016?
Yeah, I think you can, if you go back to our vessel schedule on page 25 in our earnings release today, you will see that we basically have two projects carrying over to next year, and that's these two projects I mentioned. It's one 2D in Africa that we announced today, and then we have this big coal project that we have together with Schlumberger. That's obviously going into Q1 for next year, both these projects. In addition to that, we just came back actually from a planning session where we are discussing next year's investments. I'm quite pleased about the pipeline of opportunities that we are presented for, but obviously we're working very hard now to get the right funding for these projects so that we can start. I would certainly not rule out that we can have additional projects in Q1, but as of now, we have two projects that are secured for Q1. So it's a light balance in terms of backlog going into next year, but I'm quite optimistic that you will certainly have new projects being announced over the next few months that will have an impact from early or mid-2017.
When you are discussing with clients regarding projects for 2017, do you get the impression that they haven't finalized their 2017 budgets yet and that could impact their willingness to participate in pre-funding?
It all depends. I think some companies are pretty much done with their budget schedule and they know where they're going to spend their money for next year, and you still have companies who are kind of taking a wait-and-see approach. So it kind of varies from company to company. I think most of the super majors tend to have their plans pretty much in place by now, and obviously that's something we're trying to get our fair share of those potential investments.
Yeah. And just a final small bookkeeping question. Regarding this project you announced this morning in Northwest Africa. PGS was mentioned as a partner, but also another company. Is this a survey where you have a one-third ownership, or how should we assume it is?
I think you should assume that we have an ownership of at least 50% in that survey.
Okay. Many thanks.
Thank you, Christopher.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1, and we'll take our next question from Laura Adurno from GS. Please go ahead.
Yes, hi, this is Maria Laura from Goldman Sachs. So I just had one question. I wanted to know what were your thoughts with respect to potential additional multi-client libraries that you may be interested. Would that be purely in offshore, or would you also be interested in onshore? And if potentially you could provide us with slightly more color in terms of regions as well.
Yeah, I cannot provide too much detail about that because that wouldn't be very smart in terms of competition. But I think we are monitoring the markets very closely, both onshore and offshore. The industry is going through a very, very, very challenging period right now, and that goes with companies both in both areas. We have already in this down cycle made two acquisitions. We acquired the Polarcus Data Library in June last year, and then we have also announced an acquisition of Dolphin's multi-client library. So we still think there will be opportunities. Sometimes we see that there still is a gap between sellers' expectations and our own willingness to spend cash. But we think that gap is about to be reduced. And as I said, we're monitoring the market very closely, both onshore and offshore. We're also looking at other opportunities outside multi-client seismic. We have a GPS well log business, as you know. So we are certainly, this is part of the reason why we keep such a strong balance sheet through the strong cycle we've been through, is that we want to be able to react counter-cyclical, and we have partly done that already, and we will continue to look for opportunities.
Then the other question that I had was more with respect to the comment you just made about the fact that some companies have already to a certain extent decided their budget for next year. When it comes to your own multi-client investments, have you already done your own budget? And I was just wondering, I know potentially it may be too early, but if you can provide slightly more color, should we anticipate this to be slightly flat with respect to this year, or could it actually be down into next year given the cost deflation that we could say could continue into next year? Thanks.
Yeah, as I said, we had a very constructive two-day session last week in Houston where the top management was together spending time working through, you know, different projects that we want to invest in for next year. We've certainly not set our plan yet. That will be done closer to the middle of December. And this is a bottom-up process. We go through every single project in quite a lot of detail before we sanction it and commit to it. I would say that our top-down view from management is that exploration and seismic spending will probably be flattish in 2017. And in that sense, you should probably expect that we have a similar ambition in terms of investments for next year as we had in 2016, but that could vary quite a bit depending on how we are presented to new opportunities. But I mean, the top down will probably be around flattish, and then we'll see how this bottom up process turns out. So we will know more in about a month and a half, I guess, about that, and then we would announce that at our Q4 earnings release, which is in early February.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Once again, if you'd like to ask a question, please press star 1. It appears there are no further questions at this time. Mr. Johansson, I'd like to turn the conference back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, everyone. So I would just like to reiterate that we are quite pleased about the results in Q3. It's a very challenging market. We are pleased to see that we have two quarters in a row where revenues seem to have stabilized at a much higher level than we saw in Q1. And in that sense, you may argue that the worst is behind us. We still think it's going to take a bit of time before you see a healthy market again, but we think that we are very well positioned for that. We see great opportunities to be counter-cyclical, and TGS will certainly manage this tough storm. With that, I would like to thank you for calling in today. I look forward to our next meeting after our Q4 results in early February. So thank you very much.
This concludes today's call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.